Okay, so yesterday we began discussing the halacha about a minyan, which is not all in the same room. Different rooms are spread out in different places. And we mentioned that there seems to be a machlokes about the svara that the Rashba says the svara that if it's royim, elo is elo, that would be enough. Borrowed from Hilchis Zimun. Questions, could we be medamet to tefillah? And if we could be medamet to tefillah, do we paskin like that or not? And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if one doesn't need to, like the lashon of the bir halacha, l'chatchila yoysetoyv l'hachmer b'zeh she'chantu l'fnim, l'chatchila, it's definitely yoysetoyv that everyone should go inside, and not to rely on the kula of Rayin Elos Elo. We see that also in a few other mishburas where he uses Lashon Makam et Chak only when it's really needed. And that's what the Paiskin were Saimach on now when there was this coronavirus and people were not able to gather together for a minyan in one place. The Archa Shulchan, when he brings this din down, he says, since when you have 10, the Shechina Shari, Vikar Shara Shechina, he ala panim, like the buzz is ki kar and arpanav, that's why it's enough that they could just see each other. Gulab Shasat Chake, Shlismech Lahatim, Miu Zevadi, Oimdebez, Nashma, it's star from Oimdebez Knesset. The Archa Shulchan takes the jump to say, that if there's some standing in the Ezes Nashim, some standing in the basic Knesset, even though there are windows from the Ezes Nashim to the basic Knesset, and they could see each other, but since there are mechitzes gemurais, hein havyon shnei rishuyos, there remains like two different rishuyos, v'leidami la'oymir achardei basic Knesset, then it's tarif b'riyas panim. So the Archa Shulchan is asking that when they're standing behind the basic Knesset, they could see that the hasam ain't oimer bebayis b'fnei atzmi. They're standing outside. They're not standing in a separate room. They're in the chatzah. They're in the rechayv. Therefore, we consider as if they're standing in the basic Knesset. But when someone's actually standing in another room, like in the Ezes Nashim, it does not help seeing from one to the other. That is the psak of the Archa Shulchan, which is different than what we said before. The b'shas etchak you could rely on roi ne'elu se'elu. The Archa Shulchan is shver because what? Why can we not be mstarf? So what is the mechitza between them? Why is that different than when they're standing outside the basic Knesset, or if there's a wall between them and the Ezes Nashim? And also, why is it different than Zimun that over there we hold that it is mstarf? That's the question on the Archa Shulchan. Rav Moshe in a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerdei Achelik Beis in Mekuv Chav Zayin, where over there he's discussing a tevila that the halachas they have to see the tevila. So over there, Torah Dvarav says something interesting. He says, "Va'af b'mara panav shemitzarev af derech halayim Rav Haigoyin v'ifse came b'sipz yudalit." Even when they could see each other, is mitzarif even through the chaloyin according to Rav Haigoyin and it's passing then sevidad who rak the tzir of the tefila the gam rak yochid the biyos lemetzinu ba'ayim baruch hashulchan shekasev kein the gam chidasham shadavke mechotzer oy merchayv loy ba'oy med bebayis b'fnei atzma shlo yitzarif af the tefila af memar panav kigoy mez nashim. So he does quote the Archa Shulchan, of course the Mishbru also, that's the Mishbru is not Machalik, but he quotes the Archa Shulchan. Now, the question is, what's the din if, okay, we're going to be Samach on the Mishbru and those Paisim, the B'Shas Atchak, even though we're not all standing in the same room, but since we could see each other, it's we're mistarved to the minyan. What happens if there's a path or a road, a street going in between us. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Berachas Hamazon, Siman Kuf Tet Aleph Hey, brings down the Yesh Mishoimer. She'im Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes Bein Shnei Abatim. If the Rishus HaRabim is Mafsi between the two Batim, Eino Mitzdarfim B'Shum Inyin. It's not Mitzdarf. And the Taz is near the Lav Davka Rishus HaRabim Mamish. It's Lav Davka Rishus HaRabim Mamish, which is 15 Amos. Why? Ella Afilu Kol Afilu Shvil Yachid Mafsik Beinem. It's even a Shvil Yachid that's Mafsik Beinem. And he brings a Raya from Peah. The Magen Gebairim on the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Taz and he says, Lufi Aniz Daiti, your Raya from Peah is not a good Raya. It's not a Raya. Over there it's different. Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah and Raiv Paskin like the Taz. That's lav davka rishus harabim mamish. It's even a shvil hayachid that's mafsik between them that will break up the minyan. Therefore, in these cases where people were making street minyanim, backyard minyanim, to be mistarif, seven people on one side of the street and another three on the other side of the street is definitely a double shasat chak. You know, you're already being semach on the shasat chak of being starif 10 people when they're not in the same place. So to also be semach on the paiskim that argue with the Taz and not like the raif paiskim that paskim like the Taz is also a shasat chak. And where I was misufik was we were not talking about a street, we're talking about between buildings. There could be sometimes these stairways or paths that people go. That the public uses, if that's also called a hefsik, is that what the Taz is referring to when he says lav davka rishus harabim, a shvil yachid is mafsik bintayim? So therefore, that makes it more complicated. There are a few tshuvas from the Samas Chaim, where he's discussing in Siman Mem Zayin, he's discussing the din of the tziruf of asar l'dov v'shev kedusha. Before we discuss the Samas Chaim, I just want to mention the Mishnah Sachir, Chelik Aleph, Simeon Beis, he says something interesting. He says that we're talking about Royan Elos Elo. So he brings down that he's talking about Kiddush Levana on an open area where everyone's spread out, everyone's distancing each other, one from another, and they're spread out. So he says in an open area, it could even be if you hear each other. It has to be that you're able to hear each other. His lashon over there is, his lashon is, im kein lefizei yotzalonu din siruf b'chutz la'asar b'dav shem kedusha haino emahim b'shus achas b'li yafzik b'shus achar b'neim. Gam shal yafzik dav she'en enoki b'hem. It shouldn't be anything which is not clean between them. V'gam shal yir ha'merchik b'neim shal yishmu zeh. That they should be able to hear each other. And the Ara over there, it's brought down, he says, Birati the Shia Tziruf Asar Bachutz Tali B'Shia Shmua. Nistapakti B'Fnim B'Bayis, in a house, maybe in a house is Mustarif, even if they can't hear each other. But outside, they should be able to hear each other. Which again, this is another issue that many people were having, that they were by the window, but they couldn't hear the chazan, they couldn't hear others, which made it more complicated. Another interesting shadow that comes up, what it comes up in Shiva, in the game, the minion challenge, that people have to fly. They have to go home for a simcha or something like that. So they're sitting on the plane. So we have 10 people on the plane. So davening with a minion on a plane, I think we once discussed, but let's say it's a situation where we can't daven with a minion on the plane. Having 10 people on the plane davening in each one in their own seat, will that make a minion or not? So the So the in the Tshuva's Michas Shai at the end of Simin Yud Ches, he discusses this case on a train. There are 10 people on a train, everyone's sitting in their seat on the train, and Kuvim Starf, everyone's davening at the same time, and he says we can be Starf everyone together. The Halicha Shleima also speaks about this in the 8th Perek Ke'ara Dalet. I'm not sure what he says there. I don't have Halicha Shleima with me, so I can't look it up. But I think he's also considered it a minion, even though everyone's spread out. But what bothered me was that as the Kitzur brings down and the Paisim bring down, that when Mitzarif, there should be between the people that are being starved, a guy or a dove, or something which is not naki or something like that. So again, the lechatchila is not the lechatchila dika thing, but I guess for the minion challenge, it's enough. One more case that's discussed by the Mishnah Brura at the end of Sifkat and Ches, and the Bir Halacha talks about it later on, Sifites, is if let's say there's two rooms, there's the shul and another room, and in order to get to the other room, you have to go through the two rooms are one after another or on the side of each other. In order to get from one room to the other room, you need to go through the room. So the Mishnah says over there that if you're downing in that room, you've been starved to tefillah b'tzibur, but to be counted as one of the 10, then not. Again, it goes back to the discussion before, Royin Elus Elo. But so if someone comes in late to davening and they just want to go to the side room, if it's that type of side room, they have to go through the shul to get to the side room or something like that, that's for sure fine. Okay, now the next sif here in the Kitzur discusses, the Tshuva Samas Chaim. Samas Chaim talks about in the case where you have in the basic Knesset, which they're davening in, so there's the bima that they put the Sefer Torah on. It's in the middle of there, it's high, and it's the height of a person, it's wide for tefachim, and there's 9 people on one side of the bima and 1 person on the other side of the bima. And the shel is ma'arach in his question over there, but there he was makatzim, over here he's more ma'arach, and the tshuva was, that pshitali the argas in a mevatel mechitzas abayis v'nechshav yosin the kli. The kli k'moisha bima in a mevatelis, even if it's high. So to this bookcase or whatever it may be, and he says it's not similar to two rooms where over there has to be open between them. It's not similar to the chotzer where there's mechitzas being chotzitz. This closet, this svarmshrank. Is part of the shul. And he goes on to be masvid this in the next 2 tshuvas. Okay, so I think we covered these dinim. The next halacha discusses answering Amen Yeshmer Rabba with Kavana, Shem Yitzhashem. Tomorrow we'll continue with. Everyone should have a wonderful day.